In a world where a movie ticket costs $15 and a small soda costs $9 and popcorn costs $15, somehow your spontaneous after-work trip to the movies has cost you $70. A hero with a really weird business model will rise to save people from this outrageous price. Movie Pass.
Cardiff Garcia, you have a gift.
Do you need me to do a movie voice too, or are we good? Movie Pass is a monthly service you sign up for. It costs $10 a month, and for that price, you can see a movie every single day.
First Reform, Deadpool 2, Pope Francis, a man of his word, Dark Crimes.
Eric Mark works as a film industry consultant in Los Angeles, and he has always gone to the movies a lot. But ever since October, when he first got Movie Pass, he has been going around 3 or 4 times a week, and he is seeing a lot of movies.
Ocean's 8, Action Point, Adrift, Show Dogs. Okay, I'm a little bit embarrassed about that. Summer 1993.
So with Movie Pass costing $10 a month, Eric couldn't really afford not to join.
As the moviegoer, I was enthralled. As someone who talks to people on, you know, how they should run businesses within this industry, it seemed like a insane business model.
You buy the movie ticket through MoviePass, and MoviePass in turn buys the ticket at full price from the theater, which means every time Eric sees another movie,
Avengers Infinity War, Wonderland, Endless, I feel pretty.
MoviePass loses money. In fact, the more subscribers it has, the more money it loses. This is The Indicator. I'm Danielle Kurtzleben.
And I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Spending money to make money, this has been an entrepreneurial mantra for a long, long time. But lately, it seems like companies are stretching this idea beyond the logical limit. Today on the show, the curious case of MoviePass.
Forget everything you thought you knew about economics.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from VTech Business Solutions, delivering the latest in communication technology. Their award-winning line of desk sets, conference phones, and headsets are easy to set up and use. Find out more at businessphones.vtech.com.
When MoviePass started more than 5 years ago, the service cost about $40 a month. How many users did you have?
Yeah, we had 20,000 subscribers.
This is Mitch Lowe, CEO of MoviePass. When he took the helm of the company in 2016, it was kind of a niche company, catering to real movie buffs. Mitch wanted to grow his customer base, and he was kind of looking around trying to figure out how.
And then he came across this data point. About 90% of Americans were going to the movies just 4 times a year, mostly to big event movies like Star Wars or Black Panther. Now, they were all watching tons of movies, but they were just watching them at home on Netflix or Hulu.
But getting that group to come to theaters for regular, non-big event movies was hard because Netflix and Hulu are so cheap. They're like $10 a month. And you can watch all the movies you want for that price. Also, no tall people are going to sit in front of you. And, you know, no one is going to take a phone call during the movie.
Unless it's a phone call you want to take.
So in order to attract that group, we needed to make it a price that just was, you know, kind of a no-brainer.
So Mitch matched the streaming service's price. Last summer, he cut MoviePass's subscription costs from $40 a month to $10 a month.
That was going to mean losing money on most subscriptions. But Mitch's goal was to grow the service from 20,000 subscribers to 150,000. Because once MoviePass had more users, Mitch thought he could start using their data to target ads and movie recommendations and start making money in those ways. But then something kind of unexpected happened.
I remember sitting in a cafe at a Starbucks right off Madison Avenue. And of course, you know, everything came crashing down. It was like we had built the system to be able to bring in about 50,000 new subscribers a week at the most. And we thought, boy, we have plenty of room. And of course, you know, we did that. We did 3 times that in 2 days.
Which is awesome, right? They blew right past that target. I mean, businesses dream about that kind of popularity.
Except in the case of MoviePass, this was a little bit of a problem because growing that fast was costing them a lot of money. And how many members do you have now?
Well, we're fast approaching 3 million subscribers.
Audrey Collins is one of those 3 million. She lives in New York, and since getting her MoviePass, she's noticed some changes at her local theater.
Do you feel like there are more people in the movie theaters than there were?
I definitely do. I would say that's one of the biggest changes I've noticed, and I know a lot of times when I'm in line, almost everybody I see in line pulls out a MoviePass card. Like, I very rarely see people without one.
According to Mitch, 5% of movie tickets sold in the U.S. right now are sold through MoviePass.
But you guys are losing money on every ticket.
Yes, there are some people who go to lots of movies, and then there's lots of people who go to very few movies. And in fact, our average is 1.7 movies per month per subscriber.
So the company loses less money when people see fewer movies. And if the average user is only seeing 1.7 movies per month, then MoviePass only has to buy 1.7 movie tickets per month.
But even if at 1.7 average, I mean, you're still losing with 3 million, you're still losing like $21 million a year.
A month.
$21 million a month. That is today's indicator. That is the amount of money that MoviePass is losing every month because of its extreme popularity.
MoviePass's parent company, Helios and Matheson, is madly trying to restructure its finances to weather the losses that have come with this extreme growth. Its stock price has dropped about 98%. But Mitch says this is all part of the plan.
You know, remember, Amazon, you know, for what, 20 plus years, lost billions and
That's
billions
true.
Of dollars.
That's true.
And today is now the most valuable company out there.
But for every Amazon, there are a lot of companies who do this upfront thing to try to get subscribers and then can't get over the hump. Like, why do you think you will be able to get over the hump?
Well, there's a couple reasons.
Stacey, thank you for pushing back on that.
I mean, the Amazon model, it gets quoted a lot.
Well, I mean, for any entrepreneur, it's given them a new kind of logic, right? Like, well, Amazon lost money and they're successful. Ergo, if I lose money, I'll probably be successful as well. It's perfect logic.
That's true. And MoviePass does have an extraordinary number of subscribers, but they are spending an extraordinary amount of money.
But hold on. Let's hear Mitch out here. Like, here are the couple of reasons that he was talking about. So first, studios are paying MoviePass to promote their movies.
Also, MoviePass is going to start using surge pricing for really popular movies, so customers will have to pay a little bit more for those.
But their big plan really is big data.
You know, we're building out this whole thing called Night at the Movies, where if you're going to the 7 o'clock showing at Lincoln Square, we know there's a couple great restaurants across the street. We know you might need childcare from, you know, care.com. You might need a ride from Lyft. And so we're working with all those companies to, you know, give you discounts and specials by using it and then getting paid by those merchants to drive business to them.
Mitch says he expects MoviePass to break even by the end of the year. In the meantime, he says the insanely low subscription price is keeping competitors away.
No one is brave enough to do what we're doing.
That is, until this week. AMC just launched a subscription service for $20 a month. You can see 3 movies a week at an AMC theater. Unlike with MoviePass, you can book movies days in advance, and you can see premium movies like IMAX movies. And MoviePass's stock fell 30% on this news. It's now trading at about 30 cents a share. But, I mean, it's really about, can they just make money fast enough to cover their losses, which also seem to be building pretty fast.
And was Mitch right about the $10 subscription fee? If Audrey, the New Yorker, is any indication, Mitch was right. She says $10 a month works for her. $20 a month is too much.
Especially when you consider, you know, Netflix subscriptions and Hulu and all of that, I feel like if I was going to do $20 a month, I would have to cut out one of those other ones.
Point MoviePass.
Right. If we're in a world of Audrey's, MoviePass might just make it. But if we're in a world of Eric's, MoviePass might be in trouble. He says $20 a month would still be a great deal for him.
Detective K, Secret of the Living Dead, The Panther, Loveless, Peter Rabbit, Early Man, Entanglement, 1517 to Paris, The Shape of Water, Before We Vanish. So now I sound a little crazy.
Two services, One will rise, one will fall. Only time will tell, which is a super cliche way to end a movie trailer or a podcast episode.
NPR's Rough Translation is like your best travel experience. It takes you someplace new, and it leaves you with a fresh perspective on home. This season, we follow the go-betweens, people trying to cross a cultural bridge or change the culture they know. Check out Rough Translation wherever you get your podcasts.